From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Guy Raz. It's not often you see an image of a brain scan on the wall of an art exhibit, but right here, among the Monets and Sisleys at the Walters Art Museum in Baltimore, hangs just that, a cross-section of a human brain.
So this is a clinical scan that was taken of Lonnie Sue's brain not too long ago.
We're really standing between two art exhibits, the art Lonnie Sue Johnson created before her illness and her work after. Barbara Landau is a professor of cognitive science at Johns Hopkins University, and she's showing me around. She's known Lonnie Sue Johnson since high school, and she's been working with her ever since viral encephalitis left gaping holes in the brain of this once vibrant artist.
So on both sides of the brain, there is severe damage to the hippocampus, which is a region that we know to be extremely important for the creation and formation of new memories.
The illness also took away many of Lonnie Sue Johnson's old memories. Her marriage of 10 years, her illustrious art career, Lonnie Sue has no recollection. But we'll get to that story in a moment. First, the artwork. On one side of the room hang about a dozen watercolors. Barbara Landau shows me some of the whimsical and complex illustrations Johnson made before she became ill in late 2007. Art that was featured on covers of the New Yorker magazine and in publications like the New York Times.
This is called the Christmas Tree Line, and it was...
It's a famous New Yorker cover from 1985.
Right. So you look at it from afar, and it's a Christmas tree, clearly. But then you go up closer and you see that the Christmas tree is not totally a Christmas tree. Rather, it's a very, very, very long zigzaggy line of people standing in line with Christmas presents. And so this, to me, is very iconic Lonnie Sue. It's got layers of meaning. It's just, again, very, very clever and beautiful.
On the other side of the room, separated by that image of the brain scan, hang another dozen or so drawings. But these are simpler, colored pencil sketches, still bright and cheerful, but very different. The pictures Lonnie Sue's been drawing after her brain damage. These are grids filled with letters and what appear to be crossword puzzles, but shaped like objects. Now, what happened to Lonnie Sue is not a mystery, but the way she was able to retain certain memories and her ability to draw, well, these are mysteries. So about once a month, a research team from Johns Hopkins visits Lonnie Sue Johnson in the Princeton, New Jersey area, where we met her on a recent afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. Nice
I'm Guy.
You.
Nice
I'm
to meet
Lonnie
you.
Lonnie Sue, you're a guy.
Yes.
Lonnie Sue sits down at a long wooden table. Her mother, Margaret, and her sister, Aline, had prepared her for our visit, and Lonnie Sue is eager to show off her artwork.
Let me just show you some of my grids. Well, I'll show you how I set up a grid to do a puzzle. Let's see.
She pulls out a stack of elaborate grids drawn in pencil. In each box, she will draw letters, word puzzles, that will eventually form a picture associated with that word. So, for example, in a piece she calls Clothes That Hang Up in a Closet, words like dress, blouse, and raincoat are written in such a way to form an image, the shape of a clothes hanger in this case. Anyway, after unpacking her pre-drawn grids, Lonnie Sue asks for a suggestion of something to draw.
And so... I mean, if you're interested in some subject, you know, you could start talking about it.
Well, I'm afraid I'm a cat lover, and I know
that... A cat lover? Oh, I love cats, and that's the beginning of categories. You know, the word categories? Mm. And cattle. I mean, cat begins so many different words.
She draws a border around the page and talks and laughs for a few minutes and then looks up and once again asks for a suggestion.
Cats?
Oh, cats are great. And I love how a cat starts the word category.
A minute later, the conversation is repeated.
And so what subject are you interested in me drawing in?
I mean, we could try people. We could try cats.
Oh, cats and dogs. Doggone. Categories.
The amnesia is obvious. Still, it's a dramatic improvement over Lonnie Sue's condition in late 2007. She was spending Christmas alone at her home in upstate New York. And one afternoon, a local farmer noticed Lonnie Sue through the window. She was staring at her computer mouse, and she wasn't moving. By the time he got her to a hospital, viral encephalitis had caused severe brain damage. A day later, Lonnie Sue's sister, Aline, arrived at the hospital.
She would look at one hand, the palm, and then turn that hand over, look at the back of her hand, and then the front of the hand, and back and forth, just mystified.
When you saw her at the hospital,
Yeah.
Was she speaking?
At first, she could not walk, talk, or eat. She gained her ability to talk, I would say, over the course of a year. When she first started speaking, she was unable to say any nouns. So she would talk and talk, and we had no idea what she was talking about. We were waiting for the end of the sentence where there might be a noun, and no noun came.
But language would soon become the key to unlocking parts of Lonnie Sue's mind.
And I love the word plain, because if you take the E off the end, it turns into the word plan. So you can plan to fly a plane around this planet. And that's just, you know, taking the word plan and then put E and then put T after the E. Isn't that amazing?
As she regained her ability to speak, Lonnie Sue began to create word puzzles. And now those puzzles serve as a kind of bridge to Lonnie Sue's return to art.
She lives in a narrow sliver of the present moment, not well connected to what just happened. And with her puzzles, she's able to capture what's going on in a way that she can use her creative energies. And that's one scaffolding. Another is the alphabet, because, for example, when she's singing an alphabet song and she's at the letter M, she knows where she's come from. She knows where she's going to.
Marvelously noteworthy outstandings.
So it gives her a feeling of continuity, of the flow of time, which she might not otherwise be able to get.
Thrillingly uniting, valuable.
Lonnie Sue wraps up the alphabet song she made up on the spot. But language and drawing aren't the only talents that have returned. She also remembers how to play viola, something she learned before her illness. Researchers at Johns Hopkins are hoping Lonnie Sue Johnson can help unravel some of the mysteries of memory. Why does Lonnie Sue remember her mother and sister or her viola lessons, but little else from her life? She's missing a hippocampus, but she can still learn new things. Lonnie Sue finishes her drawing of cats and dogs and airplanes and a man holding a box tied with ribbon. It's delightful.
Did it make you laugh?
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
Do you want your artwork to make people laugh?
Yes, and to make people smile, because it means they're happy and it reached them. You know, reach has the word each in it, which is really neat. Isn't that neat?
And you can see Lonnie Sue Johnson's artwork at our website, npr.org. The exhibit of her work is on display at the Walters Art Museum in Baltimore through mid-December.
Thanks for listening. You're so nice to be interested in our family. Thank you.
Thank you.